In today's capsule episode, you'll learn one easy tool for managing, not avoiding, conflict this season.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Huster. Let's get started.
Welcome back to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Huster. Today is day 4 of our 12-day holiday capsule. More human moments for the most wonderful and complicated time of the year. These 12 days will guide you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You don't have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion. These are not fluffy holiday tips. They are real moments for real humans. Today, we're talking about conflict, or more accurately, the fear of conflict that sits in your stomach long before any gathering even starts. By the end of today's short episode, you will learn why anticipated conflict feels so disruptive to your nervous system. You will have a compassionate exit line ready for any moment of rising tension. And you will practice a 30-second breathwork reset you can use anywhere. So let's get into it. So let's imagine this scenario. You are mid-conversation at the table when somebody starts a sentence with, "Well, I just don't get all of this pronoun stuff." Your heart plummets into your stomach. You feel the heat rise in your face. Your brain goes foggy as you think, "Do I say something? Do I let it go? Are they being curious or are they being combative?" And so on. The holidays are a masterclass in emotional whiplash. One minute you're laughing, the next minute someone says something ignorant, dismissive, or entirely unnecessary. Your whole body snaps to alert. Your heart rate spikes. Your mind starts strategizing. It's not the conflict you fear. It's the emotional cost of navigating it. Especially when you're protecting an LGBTQ plus child or being the safe adult in the room. This is what I want you to remember. You don't have to win the moment. You only have to stay grounded in who you are. A direct exit line is your anchor. A simple, neutral sentence that pulls you back into your values and out of the emotional tornado. Try one of these. "We're not going there today." Or, "I'm choosing peace. Let's shift." Or, "I'm stepping away for a moment." Not defensive, not combative, just clear. Your strategy for today is to have short, neutral exit lines ready before you enter the room or arrive at any gathering. Your ritual for today is called peace over proving. I want you to place your hand over your heart and inhale for 4 counts and exhale for 6. And repeat this phrase slowly. "I choose peace." You don't have to justify your boundaries. Peace is enough. If you need a little extra support with this one, try journaling or reflecting with this sentence or this question. What am I choosing not to engage with to protect my peace? Thank you for taking this pause with me today. These small, steady practices are how we stay grounded, connected, and courageous, one holiday moment at a time. If today's reflection felt supportive, share it with someone who might need it. And for more resources, weekly reflections, and support, visit heatherhester.net. Tomorrow on day 5, we will discuss how to respond with clarity when someone misgenders, dismisses, or invalidates your child or someone you love. Until then, remember, your calm is your power. Your presence is your protest.